Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. You can follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And our new Talking Puck Discord is up and running. If you go to my Twitter bio, you will see the link there. It is a wide open invitation for you to jump on board and share some hockey conversation right now. The community is growing, and we'd love to see you be a part of it. Feel free to post links, information, photos, videos, whatever you like. We'll carry on the conversation. And who knows when we're going to see hockey again? We have some ideas, but nothing concrete yet. And to that end, we'll talk about that in today's Tiny Biscuits. Where are we going to resume? But feel free to join the Discord. Also, don't forget Talking Puck TV, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. in the Pacific time zone. And you can catch that on Mixer, on YouTube, and on Twitch. Okay, so as we have a look at what's going on in and around the NHL as far as resuming play goes, we know that Columbus will not be an NHL hub city. Blue Jackets general manager Jarmo Kekalainen confirmed this to The Athletic on Monday, saying that they're disappointed, but the NHL is going to go in a different direction. So as of May 26th, we knew that Chicago, Dallas, LA, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Pittsburgh were also listed as possible choices, along with Vancouver, Toronto, Edmonton, and Las Vegas. I've heard since then that it's possible Vegas is the leader in the clubhouse and would host the Stanley Cup final as well as both conference finals. So if Las Vegas does make it that far, if the Golden Knights are still playing, then as much as the NHL has said, we don't really necessarily want teams having home ice advantage, that's where they may end up. I've heard Vancouver is a very strong candidate as well at this point. And a report on TSN saying that it's possible we end up with a decision at some point this week. Now, I talked about this on the show on Sunday. That's pretty much keeping in line with what the NHL had originally said. They said 3 to 4 weeks out when they first announced the hub cities, and we would be coming up on that. It's almost been a month since they've talked about those hub cities, so that makes sense that those cities would be in the consideration. It looks like, according to Pierre LeBrun, that the list of the shortened six is now Toronto, Edmonton, Vancouver, and then Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and Chicago. The thing about that is you'll notice there's only one eastern city, and that's Toronto. And so if the NHL really did and was serious about not wanting a team to have home ice in the playoffs, that kind of leaves Toronto as your only eastern option to put the Western Conference teams. And remember, they would shift. Eastern Conference teams, and we had this report a couple of weeks ago, Larry Brooks said the Islanders and the Rangers had pretty much already been told they're going to Las Vegas. That has not been confirmed by anyone. And even today, kind of reading through some of what's going on out there. But right now, even the Vegas Golden Knights, if they know, they're not tipping their hand whatsoever, which can't necessarily blame them. General manager George McPhee was talking about all the reasons why Vegas is a good idea and makes a very compelling case. But also in the same breath says, we don't know. So kind of keep that in mind, but I feel like Vegas has really had a lot of the buzz, I guess, if you will, if you could call it that, but they've had a lot of the momentum, and it seems like that is something that could really make it for them. Vancouver has gathered a lot of steam all of a sudden, and if the NHL does end up with two cities on the West Coast, people are concerned about time zones, but I don't know why. It doesn't make a difference because there are no fans. If you play a game at 10 in the morning in the Pacific time zone, which is 1 p.m. Eastern, and you're going to play three games a day, let's say, to get through these things in the early portion of it, or even two games a day, depending on how you're going to space it out, it really doesn't matter. If you're going to play a game at 4 p.m. local time and 8 p.m. local time, or you want that time in the Eastern time zone so you still have the primetime viewership, no matter how this works out, time zone is going to be irrelevant. Guys are going to get up and play. The games are going to matter for what they matter. And starting in the afternoon or the evening doesn't change any of that. And I think that that's something we have to keep in mind here as the NHL still wants to restart July 10th. And keep in mind, the NHLPA is still not signed off on that. With the rise in COVID-19 cases, one of the more high-profile athletes in the league, Austin Matthews, reporting he has tested positive, cases going through the roof right now in places like Florida, Texas, Arizona. It's not the best look, unfortunately, as things open back up and the number spikes. But right now, if you're the NHL, you're going to have to figure something out. And the other part is, again, if players decide they don't want to do this, how is the NHLPA going to vote? If it's just the representatives voting, I feel like they will end up going back to play. And you may have a large percentage of players who do not want to play and don't want to go back, whether it's family issues, health concerns, whatever it is. But they're going to kind of have to go back. And so with the rise of cases, with Tampa Bay closing its facilities, its practice facilities, also, as I mentioned here in Arizona, we've heard there's a spike of cases, although that's been unconfirmed that it's touched the Coyotes, but we've heard that there have been a few. This is just a tough place to be right now for the National Hockey League, because you want to play. You would certainly love the revenue. You'd love the exposure. You'd love to get the product back out there in front of people, but at what cost? And again, I'm on record as saying this. I don't think there is a price that includes a human life that makes it worth playing. So we'll see what happens, but that'll do it for this Tiny Biscuits. Give me your thoughts and jump on over in the Discord. What do you think? What are the cities going to be out of those final six that are chosen? Will it be Vancouver? Will it be Vegas? Will it be Chicago? Who's going to end up as the two hub cities? That'll do it, everybody. We'll do another episode of Tiny Biscuits here this week, and also a couple more full-length podcasts coming out a little bit later on with Jay Levin at Bowtie Sports on Twitter. But I am at Callahan on Air on Twitter. Tom Callahan here. Check out the Discord link in my Twitter bio. And we'll talk to you again very soon here on Talking Puck.